Podcast, VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hour number two of VSiN Prime Time alongside Matt Eumanns. I'm Tim Murray. We're here holding it down, Matt, at the house that Derek Stevens built, Circus Sportsbook. Downtown Las Vegas.
We are not drinking shots. I wish we could, but we are not. But our guests on the show here to lead off hour number two are several shots in tonight, Tim.
Word on the street, and we will get confirmation. Let's head to our lovely set down at Rocco's, just outside Charles Schwab Field, courtesy of our progressive guest line. We've got Derek Stevens, Mike Palm, and Wilbo. My bet to win the Jell-O shot competition.
That was my pick to win was Wilbo.
We're allowed to have common thoughts here on this show. I thought there was terrible odds out there from the odds makers to put the field, which included Wilbo. I believe early line was 5-1. So let's get an update here. We'll start, Derek, with you. We saw a video of you being Tyrese Halliburton. You were facilitating. You are being a man of the people down there at Rocco's. Derek, I'm going to say that you are you are no longer the favorite to win the Jell-O shot competition because you're out there handing them out to the people. Is that a fair assessment?
I'm still in the mix, you know. I'm still in the mix, but there's a few other guys that got off to a quick start. I can tell you that for sure. You know, I'm not trailing, but I'm a little bit typecast. You know, I come in as the favorite. I mean, body type, you know. Of course, everybody expects me to be able to down the most of them. But overall, no, it's been pretty good. Everybody's done a good job. You know, when it comes to the actual Jell-O Shot Challenge here at Rocco's, you know, we wanted to support Circuit. When I say we, Circus Sports wanted to support the two Kentucky teams. So we bought 100 shots right off the jump for Louisville and 100 shots right off the jump for Murray State. So we wanted to post early. So on this first posting, which, you know, unbelievably, Murray State's in the lead with 170-something Jell-O shots. Yeah, we had a little something to do with the break, right as things got going.
Yeah, Murray State, Cinderella. Everybody's head.
Murray State is the Cinderella at the College World Series. Mike Palm, I'm proud of you. You've got 9 Jell-O shots so far. Strong performance by you.
Disrespected in those odds, Matt. Disrespected.
We don't see Mike hanging around drinking a lot, and I think that's what the odds were based on. Now, Mike Palm, can you detail how pathetic the performance by Paulie Howard has been in the Jell-O shot contest?
Paul doesn't drink, as everybody knows. The family home life's the backstory. But I mean, Paul, can he even hang out here? And he shouldn't have been on the board at all. Wilbo should have been in his own category, right? Instead of being in the field, I still think Jensen Lewis should be the favorite, though. I mean, this is a former pro athlete that did this stuff all the time in Major League Baseball, and he's still in shape. He's got a big, sturdy base. I would make Jensen Lewis a slight favorite over Wilbo in this competition.
He needs Super Dave down there pushing him.
Derek Stevens doing a shot.
Oh, there we go. Live on the air, Derek. All right, Derek, give us a play-by-play. We'll get your mic back down here. Wilbo, before you take that shot, what has been your favorite shot? Where are you right now on the odds board? Would you say that you should be the favorite at this point in time?
Yeah, you know, I woke up yesterday morning to a good amount of notifications through the VSiN channel on X, and I was confused as everyone else. I didn't realize that Wilbo was spelled F-I-E-L-D. I was also curious if there was a yes-no market to bet on this, because I think it was absurd. I think Jensen Lewis is a big boy, but you know he is a former athlete. When it comes to baseball, I'm an athlete when it comes to drinking, so I firmly believe that I will take this home.
I agree.
I'm at like 15 right now.
Oof, already good start.
You've had 15 shots,
something like that.
Make it 16 right now, Wilbo. Whatever that blue. What's that blue flavor?
Berry. It's still really the only good one, in my opinion.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Very good. Wilbo was our pick to win this, so we're in good shape, it looks like. Tim, feeling pretty confident in our bet on Wilbo here. Let's talk about this College World Series field. Derek, Murray State's the Cinderella team. Who would be your pick to win it? I know you're a big college baseball fan. You handicapped this.
Yeah, you know, I kind of want to stay away from the one side of the bracket here. Obviously, the big big opening game is Saturday night with LSU and Arkansas. That's really going to set the table for this whole College World Series. You know, at this point, I would rather stay on the other side. I personally really like Coastal. I think if you like Coastal Carolina, take a look at a couple things, particularly if you look at totals. You got to shop around. A lot of places are 9.5. Circa's still at a 9. The wind is blowing in pretty strong. It's a big park, plays bigger than it actually even looks. But Coastal Carolina is also a team that just gets on base, and they out-small ball you. So there's a certain element where I really like Coastal Carolina. I think the value's right there. So that's who I would take my money on. I think, unfortunately, LSU and Arkansas is too much of a toss-up on the opening game, which impacts that whole side of that bracket.
We're talking once again to our crew down there at Rocco's. You can see over their shoulder Charles Schwab Field, and you're starting to hear it in the background. People are starting to ascend upon Rocco's. What's the vibe right now? I can only imagine what it's going to be tomorrow when we have games to watch there at Charles Schwab Field. But right now, the calm before the storm, so to speak, guys, what's the feel right now at Rocco's?
Yeah, you know, I think people are finally starting to get into town. You can start to see the demographic starting to get a little bit younger. You're seeing more college kids get in here, you know, for Thursday evening heading into the weekend. I can't wait for Friday. I can't wait for Saturday night when it's LSU versus Arkansas. I've heard nothing but amazing stories about the LSU fan base whenever they come to Omaha. So it's night one of really getting this thing going, and I can't wait to really experience what Omaha's like for a full weekend.
Mike Palm, you grew up out in that area of the country. How many times you been to Omaha for the College World Series prior to this trip?
Man, I've been to Omaha probably a dozen times, but this is the first time for the College World Series. So it's a new experience for me as well. And, you know, everybody, as us Midwesterners know, so hospitable around here. And it's a great atmosphere, and you have all these different fan bases, a ton of LSU people outside. We had a lot of Arkansas people here. Earlier, you see this teal blue with the Chanticleers, and some Arizona folks walking around. So it's really a great atmosphere. And meanwhile, at the same time, in Omaha and Council Bluffs, there's like 600 Little League baseball teams playing in a tournament at the same time. So there's a lot of families, a lot of kids walking around. So, I mean, it's a great 2 weeks for this community.
As Mike Palm's talking, Derek Stevens and Wilbo both do a shot.
Now, let me ask you guys.
Mike Palm's got his game face on. Look how focused Palm is.
Palm's excited to be on primetime. I know how Palm works. We're going to get some thoughts on the Stanley Cup here, as I think they're going to sing the national anthem here momentarily. But I got to ask, is this a big handicapping edge to UCLA? Because, Wilbo, you stated that the berry, the blue, is the best flavor, and that you are not a big fan of the green, which I imagine is for Coastal Carolina. So does UCLA get an edge because the blue is so good?
You know what? I think they're doing a little bit different this year, to where you just order whatever flavor you want, but then you tell them what team you're buying the Jello shot for. So personally, I've been doing every single time. I'm going blue, but I've been telling them I want the Chanticleers.
Okay. All right. How do
Hey, one thing I wanted to mention to you about College World Series. Jeff Davis, who is booking this for Circus Sports, recently, in the last couple hours, just posted our home run prop. So just so you guys are aware, we're taking the top three hitters on each of the eight teams here, and we're putting a home run prop, a yes-no prop, on will someone hit a home run. So tomorrow for the early game for, like, Arizona, Mason White, will he hit a home run? Yes, plus 370. No, minus 475. Aaron Walton, plus 575. So we've got the top three hitters for each team. We will post this the day before the game. So we've got all the props up for the games on Friday, tomorrow. And then tomorrow, after the first game starts, we'll post the same props for all the Saturday players right after the first game goes. So I think there's some kind of unique if you're interested in betting some home run props here for the College World Series.
That is. Jump on the Circus Sports app if you're going to bet the College World Series. Mike, we're going to talk to you after the break about the Stanley Cup final, I believe. Do you and Wilbo have a pick? Do you guys have any bets, best bets here for the first round or in the College World Series futures board?
I have Arizona at 30-1. So I'm hoping they can get through tomorrow, the early game tomorrow. I don't necessarily think that they have a great shot, but at least I'm alive at this point. Maybe we can monetize. I think this sets up well for Oregon State and that they play on Friday. I think there's a big advantage to playing tomorrow, because if you have two good starting pitchers and you can stay in the winner's bracket, you can go your number one on Friday, your number two in the winner's bracket on Sunday night, and then you play that game on Wednesday with your number one again. On 4 days rest, and then you're all the way to the championship series on Saturday night. So I just think the way that the bracket and the schedule sets up, I like Oregon State.
Yeah, and for me, I took LSU probably early in the regional. I'm looking at it right around 9, 10-1 when I got them. So that's kind of what I'm riding. Obviously, very tough battle against Arkansas Saturday night, which is obviously the marquee game of the weekend that everyone's looking forward to. So I still think that winning that first game against a tough Arkansas team, whoever wins that, I do think is going to end up in the final.
Well, we have to set a line. How many Jello shots the three of them will consume during the commercial break? But this segment with Wilbo, Mike Palm, and Derek Stevens, brought to you by our friends over at Winner's Circle Proxy. If you need a contest proxy, you can trust the experienced team at Winner's Circle Proxy, VSIN's preferred proxy partner. Find out more, winnerscircleproxy.com. The three amigos down there at Rocco's will be with us on the other side of the break. It is VSIN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is VSiN Primetime. We're holding it down here in Las Vegas because Derek Stevens is on the road along with Mike Palm, Wilbo, and a whole bunch of other folks, including a lot of VSiN members, as we will have Money Moves and Follow the Money live from Rocco's tomorrow. And we're talking to the three gentlemen down there just outside Charles Schwab Field, the home of the College World Series, right now here on the program. And we've got a new guest on the set. What is that, 50 Jello shots that has now reached the set here, gentlemen?
Yep, that's right. They come out in trays now. They're very efficient.
Well, all right, we've promised this. So, Mike, I'll start with you. Over our shoulders here at Circa, you guys just went to minus 110 both ways on this total. It was 6.5 all day, and now we've seen a rush of under money. There's another shop in town that's under minus 15. What do you make of this move to the under in game four tonight?
Well, think about this, guys. In four of the last five Stanley Cup final games played between the Oilers and the Panthers in the state of Florida, Edmonton has been held under two goals. And I think that has a lot to do with the last change, and that Paul Maurice can match up the Barkov line with McDavid's line and really cut off the head of the snake there because of the last change. So I bet Edmonton under 2.5 goals tonight. I see the big move in the market from 6.5 down to 6 in some spots as well, and I do agree with it.
Mike, do you think the Oilers? Mike, I was going to say, Mike, do you think the Oilers are in big trouble in this series, or do you look at this as a spot where a good team can bounce back from a bad performance? They allowed 11 power play opportunities to the Panthers in Game 3. Do you expect Edmonton to bounce back tonight? You said under 2.5 goals, so I'm guessing not.
No, I don't think so. I think they're in big trouble. I mean, you come off of Game 2 and you got to stay out of the box, and then it was even worse in Game 3. The problem is Florida can play any style of game you want with them, and they can do it better than you. I would be very surprised if Edmonton wins tonight.
Wilbo, I was talking with Banksy over the weekend. He thought this series was headed to 7 games. I don't know if he's changed his mind. What do you see at this point?
Yeah, he probably changed his mind. He does that a lot. but no, personally, I've said this series is also going 7. When it comes to Florida, and you made a good point, Mike, the matchups, getting that line out against McDavid, I think Florida did an unbelievable job stopping McDavid's ramp up into the entering the offensive zone. They stopped him at the blue line, and they were actually hitting him right then and there, not letting them get momentum into the zone. I think that was a massive key to the win that they had last game, and they figured out Skinner. You know, Skinner's been hot, and he was not great last game. You know, and they've really kind of been bailed out a couple times with Skinner playing lights out. So if Skinner doesn't pick it up, you know, and McDavid can't figure out a way to gain momentum into the zone, they're going to be in trouble. That being said, I think this is still going to be an absolute battle. I don't think they're in too much trouble. I wouldn't be surprised if the Oilers win. I do like the Oilers tonight as the dog. So I will be betting the Oilers tonight.
All right, fellas, before we wrap here on the Stanley Cup and talk more Jello shots, update, by the way, Scooble with 4 strikeouts but still no runs allowed as the Tigers right now shutting out the Orioles in the bottom of the 7th inning at Camden Yards.
Hey, Tim, what's his pitch count right now?
He's at 90.
He's in the he's on the mound, the first batter in the bottom of the I need this out, Tim. I got over 18 and a half outs, so that's the only thing that's relevant here for me.
Okay, yeah, we need that for you. And I know a lot of people like to pepper the over on Scooble strikeout props. You're not feeling great right now. A lot of the market was 7.5 heading into today, so just 4 strikeouts for Scooble. Still scoreless as he's lowered his ERA to 2.01. 90 pitches right now for Scooble. Mike and Wilbo, I'll ask you this. If the Oilers lose, is this thing a wrap, or could we see the Oilers like they did last year, down 0-3, force a game 7? Do they need to win tonight, or headed back north of the border for game 5? Even if they lose, do you think this thing is still potentially alive for the Oilers?
Oh, I think it goes 6 anyhow. I don't see this thing being over in 5. I thought it was always going to be a 6 or 7 game series. And remember, Florida got up 3-0 last year and then had to win a game 7 at home. They kind of lose this team does have a tendency to lose a little focus. You know, they got up 3-0 on Carolina, lost game 4, we're down 2-0 in game 5, so I'm pretty confident this will come back to Florida for a game 6 either way.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mike. They need to figure out one way to win a game in Florida, you know, if not multiple. And I think it's going to be tough. I mean, this is the 3rd year in a row that the Panthers are in the Stanley Cup final. This isn't a crew that's scared of these big games. Then again, this is the 2nd year in a row for the Oilers. So they don't want to go down. They know it. They know they shouldn't go down this game. I think they're going to come out very hot when it comes to the Oilers and their offense. So I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, it should be an absolute battle.
I guess Wilbo's clients are hitting the market right now because the Edmonton Oilers down to just plus 117, minus 130 for the Panthers. So about an 18-cent move here in the past couple of hours at Circa. All right, we got the crew. They're down at Rocco's. We'll be there tomorrow. We, meaning VSIN, will be there on Saturday as well with the special Follow the Money episode. Derek, we got a little video. Did you have a little road trip, a little field trip, I should say, to Omaha Steaks? I think we've got some video of you at Omaha Steaks here. Here you are. If you want to walk us through what's going on here at Omaha Steaks as a whole bunch of meat just drops down right in front of you.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. We took a crew out to see, this Omaha Steak Company is unbelievable. They that's a whole bunch of 6-ounce fillets getting cut up. They measure them, 5-ounce, 6-ounce, 7-ounce. It's so automated, it's unbelievable. It was a lot of fun to see it, and obviously what we're trying to do is we're trying to work a lot more with Omaha Steaks at Circa, and I know VSIN really really appreciates Omaha Steaks as a big sponsor, so we want to spend a little more time with these guys.
Derek's got the magic touch. He hit a button there, and about 20 steaks dropped out of that box. That's pretty impressive. Omaha Steaks has been a great sponsor of VSIN over recent years. Wilbo, I want to ask you about these Jello shots. First of all, shout out to Novak from Nebraska, who's on the set there tonight. Big Creighton basketball fan, big VSIN and Circa fan. He's there in person. Wilbo, a lot of people think Jello shots are a joke. That's not the case, though, right?
Yeah, definitely not here. Definitely not at Rocco's. So these Jot shots, you know, and, you know, you go back to just Jello shots in general. You think about college, you know, you doing Jello shots, and, you know, no one really knows how to make them. This is not the type of operation like you would see in a college dorm room. This is very, very in-depth. And this is heavy. There is absolutely booze in this, and I can tell you from the 15 I've had. I think once I stand up, I think I'll be feeling a little bit different because of there's some power behind these little shots. So don't knock it till you try it here at Rocco's, because there's booze in these for sure.
Hey, Derek, I saw a video today from our guy Jensen Lewis walking over a bridge to get into Iowa so that he could use his Circus Sports app. Do we have, like, billboards? Do we have signs telling people how to get into Iowa so they can load up on the Circus Sports app and bet these College World Series games?
Well, we found there's two ways to get to Iowa when you're over here. One is the way I'm doing it, which is we got a party bus outside loaded up with a whole lot of beverages that could take us across the street to across the river to Iowa. It takes about, I don't know, 2 minutes in a party bus. Or you could do what Jensen Lewis did and Mike Palm did. You can walk over the pedestrian bridge. Now, when Mike came back, he was huffing and puffing. It's warm outside. But you got up to the top of this pedestrian bridge, and there's a demarcation line. Is that right?
There is. It's in the middle of the river, sitting over the Missouri River. And one side is Minnesota, one side. I did have to take about 10 extra steps into Iowa to geolocate there, but then you can fire away. So we have a shuttle, as Derek mentioned, running continuously from the bar over to Iowa so people can get their bets in.
Is this heaven, or is this just Iowa to bet on Circa so we could get some College World Series bets in? All right, gentlemen, let's see. Derek, when you get out there, are you going to hold it up like a waiter and just say, who wants 50 Jell-O shots? How are we dishing out these Jell-O shots that you're sitting there
No. We're sitting on these. I mean, we got a big crew here. They're all walking around thirsty. I mean, these things are a little scarce around here. So,
Made 120,000 for this year, right? That's all they made.
They made 120. Think about that. They're going to set an all-time record. What's cool about these Jell-O shots, it costs $5 a piece, but $1.50 of it goes to charity. So it's a pretty cool thing that Kevin, big VEASAN fan, the owner here at Rocco's, has put together. So it's a lot of fun watching these teams and fan bases come in. I don't understand the chants from LSU, though. I don't understand what they're saying.
Go Tigers!
You know, Mike? Yeah, I can kind of, but I don't understand the full song.
Yeah, it's hard. At least you can understand the Arkansas people.
By the way, I just...
Are you guys talking about neck?
I just want to show you guys proof. This was a tweet yesterday. I have been all in on Wilbo as soon as I saw the number out there. 5-1, great bet. Wilbo already 15 shots down. I expect triple digits. Bring home that crown.
Yeah, but Mike Palm looks like a live long shot. Palm, how many shots are you at now? 10, 11?
I'm at 10, but I'm going to post up 40 before the night's over.
Nice.
And I'm going to go hard.
Live dog. Mike Palm said he's going to get to 40 today.
Live long shot. That's
there
great.
You are. Mike Palm, Wilbo, Derek Stevens down at Rocco's are set outside of Charles Schwab Field.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
I don't know about you, Matt. Kind of want a Jell-O shot right now. Looks like they're having a good time down there at Rocco's.
Those actually look pretty good. I got to say, Mike Palm's going to put down 40? Really?
I'll take the under.
40 seems like an ambitious number for Mike Palm, even though I got to give him credit. He's putting in the effort. Paul Howard is not. I was told by a viewer of Follow the Money that Paul Howard's quote was, "I don't like Jell-O. Tried it once. Never again." Boy, talk about a guy in the spirit, right?
You're at the world famous Rocco's for Jell-O shots outside the College World Series, and he's not going to consume Jell-O shot?
I'm not surprised. I thought the odds board was a joke where he was listed. Obviously, he was adjusted to what?
5,000 to 1.
5,000 to 1, but initially Paul Howard was listed like 10 to 1.
What?
Or something, right? Yeah. The first odds board I saw.
Who put the odds board together?
I think there were two different shows that did them too, right?
Well, whoever did the initial one, the field that included Wilbo was ridiculous. 5 to 1 on Wilbo. Let me deposit every dollar on Wilbo. Give me that 5 to 1. He's off to a good start. He's confident in his abilities.
He's got the mentality and the physique of a world-class drinker.
He's going to be there. Look, he's told us on this show many a times, you know how many Michigan State football games he attended? A half in his multiple years there. Out there partying with his frat brothers. He's a world-class drinker, and I believe in his skill set. Disappointed, the reports that we're hearing from JVT, very disappointing. Regarding his shot consumption, but we'll keep you updated. They'll have shows tomorrow. Let's get people updated.
Florida Panthers have a lot of shots.
They do. They're putting them down like Mike Palm. 7 shots on goal already. However, Stuart Skinner, so far,
7 for 7.
Up for the task, as it is still scoreless. 13 and change to go right now between the Oilers.
How about the live total here at DraftKings? Live total's 5.5 and shaded under -135. Tim, that's after just 5.5 minutes of game time.
Wow.
Here.
Yeah. I mean, this was the bet to be made, apparently, according to people who moved the market, was the under. And Mike Palm gave us his best bet, which was Oilers under 2.5 goals, which would go hand-in-hand with the bet that I made at 6.5 under in this game as well. So right now, 5.5. Now you wonder, Matt, as we sit here on a live betting show, do I look at going over 5.5 at plus money and try to middle this? Do I wait? Maybe it goes down a little bit lower.
Wait till it drops to 5.
Yeah. It might go to 4.5. You never know. So we will see. The first period over has hit in all 3 games. The total has hit over in all 3 games. And there's some good opportunities out there.
Probably lucky that 0-0 right now after watching those replays. Both teams have that close to having a goal on the board so far.
So that's where we sit. We got a media timeout. 12:40 to go, first period, no score. Oilers and Panthers. Panthers -145 favorites, +114 on the money line at DraftKings. Total -145 to the under, +114 to the over, 5.5. We got baseball going on right now. No Aaron Judge in the lineup, Matt, as you mentioned when we previewed this in hour number 1. And it is scoreless, headed to the bottom of the 4th inning in Kansas City. Between the Yankees and the Royals, the Brewers have a 1-0 lead over the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Detroit Tigers, sometimes you look at a number and you say, -190, that's pretty pricey. Maybe not, because Tarik Skubal was on the hill tonight and went 7 scoreless innings, not 4 innings. He did get Mike Palm is over 18.5 outs. Worth noting here, though, Matt, he has been relieved. So 7 innings for Skubal, 98 pitches, and he has been removed from the game, and he goes under his strikeout prop, which I believe was 7.5. So 6 strikeouts for Skubal, still goes 7 strong, and the Tigers right now up 4-0 at Camden Yards in the bottom of the 8th inning.
7 innings, 3 hits, 2 walks. Only 5 base runners and 6 strikeouts over 98 pitches. Lowers the ZRA to 199. It's just like I said earlier in the show, it's tough not to bet the Tigers every time Tarik Skubal pitches.
Yeah, he's won the Cy Young last year and is the favorite right now looking at the market right now.
Oh, well, that's great. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are at the hockey game tonight. That's
good.
Great to see, isn't it, Tim?
2 lovebirds. Enjoying a little hockey game. Tarik Skubal now a -180 favorite to win the AL Cy Young. Max Fried at 7-1.
I would say the only thing that stops Skubal from winning Cy Young
injury.
Injury.
Yep. I would agree with that. By the way, he gets pulled from the game, and Tommy Canale gives up a solo shot to the Baltimore Orioles. 4-1 the score. Orioles are on the board. Matt, the U.S. Open first round is complete at Oakmont, and fair to say bizarre first round with some of the names atop the leaderboard and some of the notable names and how they perform today.
It is. By the way, Skubal leaves the game, and it just shows you how quickly the level of pitching drops off for the Tigers. He goes 7 innings, allows nothing, and the first reliever in gives up a home run on his 4th pitch. First batter, 4th pitch. I ran some numbers, Tim, and running down the golf leaderboard, J.J. Spahn, Tristan Lawrence, Siwoo Kim, Brooks Koepka, Sungjae Im, go down to Rasmus Nergard Pedersen.
That was my go-to guy. I'm surprised.
That combination on the board came out at 38 trillion to 1. That was a chance you were going to see those guys at the top of the leaderboard today. Nergard Pedersen dropped a couple strokes here late to drop to a tie for 6th. Brooks Koepka, the one guy that's intriguing to me. I think Mitch Moss might have jumped in on him. I thought about it. When the odds got up to 100-1 on Koepka, you're thinking about it. But the words of indie Jeff Seeley were in the back of my mind. Seeley said, Brooks will never win again. Never win again. Don't bet on him. Well, he might win this week. He's a 5-time major winner. He's got 2 U.S. Opens in his pocket. Now you have to go back to 2017 and 18. But Koepka, 2 under today, tied for third right now, two strokes back. And he's the type of player who can handle tough courses, wins a PGA and U.S. Opens, three PGAs, two U.S. Opens on his major wins. He can stick around all weekend. I'm going to look at the market. DraftKings got 11-1 on Koepka. If I can find a bit better price here at Circa, the Westgate Superbook, or another spot out there, I might actually put a play in on Koepka tonight. That was one guy I thought about pulling the trigger on last night and didn't do it. And, of course, you got regret for a bet you don't make. But Brooks Koepka would not surprise me if he does hang around all weekend. You could also bet him right now to finish top 10 at plus 140 or 150, which I think is a worthwhile bet.
The Twitter feed No Laying Up, the very popular golf Twitter feed, said, "Usually I kick myself for forgetting about Brooks, but I'm not going to do it this time. This is out of nowhere."
It is out of nowhere. But we've seen this happen before with other players. How about Max Homa when he showed up at the Masters? Tim, we talked about it on the show. Everybody in the world, every sharp bettor was fading Homa.
I bet him to miss the cut because everyone said he was in terrible form.
So it's not unprecedented. This happens a lot in golf where a guy just caps Cinderella's story out of nowhere, even though Koepka's not a Cinderella. J.J. Spahn is a Cinderella.
J.J. Spahn, plus 1,200 now to win the U.S. Open. He is your first-round leader. I'm not sure if we know those odds.
Yes, we do. He here at Circa, J.J. Spahn closed 140-1 pre-tournament odds, and at the Westgate Superbook, where the first-round leader market is up, J.J. Spahn was 80-1, and he is the sole first-round leader. 4-under, one stroke up on Tristan Lawrence in second.
Well, let's hear from J.J. Spahn after he shot a 66, a bogey-free first round for your leader of the U.S. Open, J.J. Spahn.
Was there anything over the course of your preparation the last few days that kind of signaled to you that something like today was out there for you?
No, not really. I mean, I'm really picky with how I swing the club. I felt like I was a little off after Memorial. I tried tweaking some things at home and, you know, I kind of went down the rabbit hole a few days at home and just kind of threw it out the window. You know, a few days before coming here, I'm like, I don't want to play the U.S. Open thinking about too much of my swing. So I did a lot of productive preparation. I didn't really try to mess with my swing. We just try to work on getting a good feel for the shot pattern that I'm trying to hit. And then we did a lot of short game.
80-1, as Matt mentioned, at the Westgate Superbook to be your first round leader, J.J. Spahn. He is the leader in the clubhouse. Oh, Matt, here's something we've never heard before. Evander Kane just committed a penalty.
Yes, he did.
Good God.
It's been a problem with Kane and the Oilers. Back to the golf. J.J. Spahn has one PGA Tour win. That's at the Texas Open in 2022. He was not really recruited out of high school. He went to San Diego State, but he walked on the San Diego State golf team, became an All-Mountain West player. He's been a guy who's really been under the radar. I was out in Hawaii the first week of January at the Sony Open in Honolulu, and I followed J.J. Spahn's group for about half that day, and I thought, really impressed by the way he's playing. Of course, Tim, I did not even consider betting him in this tournament. And why would you? That's how unlikely it is that he's the first-round leader. He didn't even think he was going to show up and play like this.
Hey, start your day with an edge, folks. The VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast, your first look at betting daily lines and sharp action. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. The VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
And just like that, the Florida Panthers, Matt Newmans, are on the board. 1-0, Panthers take the lead over the Edmonton Oilers. Your first goal of the game, courtesy of Matthew Tkachuk on the power play. Maybe it's just me, Matt, but I think Evander Kane should probably stop committing penalties. I think that would be beneficial to the Edmonton Oilers.
The power plays are going to propel the Panthers to a second Stanley Cup in a row here if the Oilers can't cut out these mistakes. 11-2 is the shots advantage for the Panthers at this point, Tim. Oilers just not creating anything on offense right now. That's discouraging as well. You know, we can talk about the defense and the goaltending and the penalties and the undisciplined play, but the Oilers are going to have to start doing something here on offense as well.
Right now, taking a look at the
Where's
live
Connor line. McDavid? You know, I know he's had some magnificent assists in this series, and he's playing at an extremely high level. But, Tim, at what point is he going to start scoring goals?
They need it right now, and it's another power play, by the way, for the Florida Panthers, as it has been ugly. Evander Kane penalty, and then it was actually the Darnell Nurse penalty. As I was just texting with a buddy of mine, he said the Nurse penalty was far worse. That led to a two-man advantage, which ultimately led to the Florida Panthers' goal. So right now, 1-0 lead for the Florida Panthers. Matthew Tkachuk scores your first goal of the game. Assist to Alexander Barkov. 1-0 Florida under 7 minutes to go in the first period, Matt. And your live total, still at 5.5, juiced over now at minus 125. Money line has jumped, obviously, in the Florida Panthers' direction at minus 315. Ninth inning in Baltimore, 4-1 is the score. Tarik Skubal was phenomenal, as he always tends to be, Matt. 7 scoreless innings for the Tigers' ace, for the American League leader in the Cy Young right now at around minus 180, and he lowered his ERA to 1.99. Scoreless game at Kauffman Stadium. My brother is actually in attendance at the Royals-Yankees game, and I just texted him. I said, man, you picked the wrong game to go to. With no Aaron Judge in the lineup after he's been dropping bombs there in KC. But scoreless, Matt, bottom of the fifth inning between the Yankees and the Royals.
Hey, Judge out of the lineup, and the Yankees got a goose egg in the fifth inning, Tim. So I actually thought when I saw the Judge was not going to be in the lineup tonight, this might be a decent bet for KC. I did not make the bet, but right now we have a scoreless game. Bottom of the fifth.
Seth Lugo, the starting pitcher for the Royals. He's gone 5 scoreless so far. And Will Warren, your starter for the Yankees, 4 scoreless there. Our VSiN primetime game of the night, of course, game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. As mentioned, the Florida Panthers, who went off at around a minus 130 favorite. There was money coming in late on Edmonton. They strike first. Matthew Tkachuk scores on the power play. The Oilers have since killed off the other power play, Matt. So it is full strength right now, but only 2 shots on net by Edmonton. And Mike Palm, live from Rocco's, even about 12 jello shots deep, gave good analysis and said he liked Edmonton under the team total of 2.5 goals tonight. And right now, 1-0 is the score under 6 minutes to go in the first period.
Mike Palm's a sharp hockey handicapper, too. Good hockey better. And it's impressive that he can come up with that level of analysis with all those shots in his system.
Said he's going for 40.
He's not even a drinker. Mike's not much of a drinker.
And we need to get a piece of paper like Wilt Chamberlain. If he hits that 40 shots, just fold up 40 on it, right? While we were standing outside, as you know, Matt and I were getting a little fresh air, we got a little gift for Mitch Moss, a listener of the network. Joe gave a shirt from a restaurant called Chicken Chasers out in Fall Creek, Wisconsin. And Joe said he is from the hometown, or lives in the hometown, that Mitch Moss lives in. So we will be giving this off to Mr. Moss and his youngster as we got a gift.
When you drive into Fall Creek, Wisconsin, do you think there's a sign out there at the city limits that says home of Mitch Moss?
I would imagine so. Wouldn't you think so?
I don't know.
How many people live in Fall Creek, Wisconsin?
This is rather disturbing. After the Panthers scored to go up 1-0, the TNT cameras cut immediately. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift celebrating in their suite.
You were very bugged by this.
I'm annoyed by those two.
Why?
I couldn't name one song that she has.
I don't think you're her typical clientele.
I'm not a fan. And I don't care about celebrity relationships. Okay. Do you think people want to see them on camera after the Florida Panthers score a goal? Who cares that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are celebrating in a suite? And by the way, what do you think they've been Florida Panthers fans for the last 2 or 3 years?
Man, this is really bugging you. Did it bug you when...
I'm sure they're lifetime Florida Panthers fans.
Did it bug you when Tom Cruise was shown about like 50 times during Team USA's women's soccer gold medal game?
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
Yeah. So it's not just Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce exclusive there with the celebrity sightings. But yes, they are watching the game. They had to step in for...
At least Tom Cruise saved the world. You know, I don't know if you watched Mission Impossible, but once again, Tom Cruise saved the world, overcame...
That's a fictional movie, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, they had to step in. Brooks Koepka is unavailable because he's at the U.S. Open. He is a true Florida Panther fan. So, you know, Kelsey and
Maybe
Swift.
Maybe that's why Koepka's playing inspired golf right now.
There
the
you
Florida
go.
Panthers.
We should have known better. 12-1 right now. Brooks Koepka is to win the U.S. Open as he had a strong opening round, 1-under, Matt. I want to hit on this real quickly because people are probably wondering, where is Scottie Scheffler right now on the odds board? How did he play today? Well, he didn't play particularly well, right? Scottie Scheffler ended up shooting a 73 3-over, tied for 49th. However, Matt, he's still plus 650. He has the second shortest odds to win the U.S. Open.
Here's the thing. That's not equal to his true chances of winning the tournament. Tim, if you're a bookmaker, you can't put Scottie Scheffler's price too high because you're going to get a lot of action on Scheffler, people believing that, you know, he is the next Tiger Woods and that he can make a comeback and win this tournament. If you put Scottie Scheffler at 10-1 tonight, you're going to get a lot of action, and you don't want that liability on Scheffler at double-digit odds. At plus 650, hey, if you want to bet Scottie, go ahead and you bet Scottie at plus 650 because he's seven back, and no player's come from seven back or more to win a U.S. Open since 1998. Can Scottie do it? Yes, but if I'm a bookmaker, I'm not going to put his odds at 10-1 either. You know, 650 is fair. If you want to bet it, take your shot. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, a couple little notes. That note was from Justin Ray that you mentioned. Justin Ray does a really good job with hockey history. So seven back of hockey history. I'm watching hockey. Golf history. You know, I've got Taylor Swift on the brain. She's enjoying the game. Nobody has won the U.S. Open when seven plus back, as you mentioned, Lee Janzen in 1998. And then from 2007 to 2021, when Brooks Koepka was a combined 92 under par in majors, 72 shots better than any other player, he ranked second in bogey avoidance. Just two bogeys today, 5-for-7 scrambling on a day where the field is averaging 4.61. So would that stat maybe lead you, and you already alluded to it, to look at some Brooks Koepka bets?
It is. And I was talking with Indy Jeff Seeley, who's the biggest – he's the president of the Brooks Koepka fan club, but he's written off Koepka, so he's not going to win. You know, I thought Koepka might be worth a look at the PGA. Indy Jeff said no, and Koepka played poorly at the PGA. Played poorly in the Masters, but he shows up out of nowhere this week. He's a two-time U.S. Open champion, and he plays well in his U.S. Open-type layouts, these tough courses. I think he's going to stick around this weekend. I'm waiting for the numbers to go up at the Westgate Superbook here at Circa. I know Sam Cooney's working on the numbers here. Jeff Sherman's working on the numbers at the Westgate. DraftKings has 11-1. That's a fair price, I think, on Koepka tonight. I'll probably bet Brooks somewhere in that price range. Also, to finish top 10 at about plus 150. I think he is going to stick around all weekend. Tim, this golf tournament's incredibly tough to handicap right now. You just look at what happened in the first round today. Scottie Scheffler got off to a positive start.
Yep.
I think he was 1-under through two. I think he birdied number two. And then it didn't really
– birdie two, and then it was downhill
right?
After that.
There was no indication that Scottie Scheffler was going to go downhill after watching the first two holes, but he did, and that's why they – this is a very tough handicap going into the weekend. I'm not going to spray bets all over the board at this point, but Brooks Koepka is one bet I think I would make tonight.
Guess what, Matt? The Edmonton Oilers committed another penalty. Another power play for the Florida Panthers, and a pretty good opportunity there.
It's like suicide for the Oilers.
My goodness.
Sabotaging their chances to win the Cup. How can you be so undisciplined and allow so many power
three
play
penalties opportunities already in this first period, and you are sweating that first period under if you had the under 1.5. Hey, folks, if you want to know where the money is really going when it comes to betting, well, guess what? Unlike other sources, our betting splits over at VSiN.com come straight from Circa and DraftKings Sportsbook, giving you the insight into where the sharp action is landing. If you want access to those betting splits, you become a VSiN Pro subscriber for as little as $9.99 in your first month. Head on over to VSiN.com/subscribe.